from the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well, good morning, Shirley. Thanks for that great introduction. That's Shirley, our offstage announcer. Well, kids, this is Open Phone Friday, and Patrick Timpone here as we broadcast live from our palatial studios high above my kitchen in Tripping Springs, Texas. We're about an hour outside of Austin, an hour or so. Get in there, and Doodle and I drive in a couple times a week, see what's going on, go to the hippie food store. We do acupuncture or something like that. There's a place in Austin, South Austin, that it's an acupuncture school. Pretty cool spot, and they offer acupuncture treatments for $25. I've never been there, so I think I'm going to do that just for fun. I mean, even if you put the needles in the wrong place, you probably would benefit from it, right? Just the experience with connecting with somebody and stick some needles in. Here's our phone number if you would like to try and join us. We'll try. It's not the right word. You can join us. 888-663-6386. 888-663-6386. All the first-time callers get a tie-dye t-shirt. I think I'm all caught up and everything. Maybe I have a few Call of Soul books to go out. And if you received the Call of Soul book and want to call and talk about it a little bit, experience. A phone and the email, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. So next week is Thanksgiving. Did you know that? I'm going to go to a friend's house. So we'll take Thanksgiving off because you guys will be doing your turkey thing and all that. It's that time of the year again already, isn't it? Amazing. Well. Oh, man. My nephew's getting married. Isn't that cool? December 16th. Wow, that could be tough to make, but that'd be fun. Okay, 888. I just got an email from my sister. Little son's getting married. Yeah, people do that. So we could talk about a lot of things today. Got a little list here. But what do you want to talk about? I want to hear from you like right now. And you can start the ball rolling down the hill or up the hill or down the hill. What's your story? Have anything on around that you want to talk about? Going on you want to talk about with your health, your wealth, or your well-being? I've learned a lot of stuff over the years from people, thousands of people around the world. So I could help guide you in the right direction, give you some ideas. I'm not a medical person thing, but I have a lot of ideas about stuff. Sometimes it's just not possible to make a wrong move. You just do something and whoops, well, do something. Oh, well, that's the way I do it. So I wanted to talk at first, just to get things going here, a little bit about something I've been writing about for my book. It takes a long time to get young.
This is it.
What?
I'm telling you, this is it.
What? Is it? Man, it's rowdy. And it's about karma and sin. And this is really kind of fun. Really, it's really important stuff because we're not talking about this stuff. Nah, it's sin. We just can... Anyway, so this is all in my opinion, and it's just ideas and information that I get by looking and seeing how it all works. It's called looking and seeing. And I do that by simply just paying attention every moment of my life of what's going on out here, inside. Thoughts, kind of thoughts that stream through, ideas that I buy into, which makes those thoughts a little more solid, if you will, and beliefs that I have, and stuff like that. So you look and you see, and then you can connect the dots. So you can that's how you can understand of how this thing called life works. Then, of course, you read things from people that you trust and gives you ideas, but information. Well, so we don't really get any kind of solid truth kind of stuff that matters unless we experience it. So we don't really get anything by listening or reading. It's kind of like you can't quench your thirst by reading about the rainfall in a particular city or state. That idea. You know how much rain they get that month, but that's about all you know. And to experience thirst and quenching the thirst, you have to experience the water. So that's where all this stuff comes from, is just my own experiences over the last 30 years, this lifetime, since I kind of woke up. Somebody banged on me on the top of the head. Wake up. Oh, man, are you kidding me? What's this about? So the idea of karma is it's really kind of misunderstood. Most people, when they hear the word, they think of being bad. You know, karma's bad. And really, I think the b- I think the Buddhist word for karma, it's been said, is doing, just doing. So anytime we do anything, it's really a karmic event. As the saying goes, a butterfly flaps his wings, her wings, its wings, and then, you know, there's a reaction somewhere around the end of the world. And it's really true. That's the way it all works. It's all just one big blob of God. My term, blob of God. I think I should do blobofgod.com. And so anytime that we move, really, it has a opposite reaction, and that's karma, really. That's pretty much what it is. And so then there's all kinds of, you know, degrees of that. If you or I think badly about someone, and even if we don't say it in the outer world, but we really mean it, oh man, that guy, I just don't like him. I just don't like him. So that's a karmic event too. And then we have to work that out on some level, somewhere, some days, sometime. So that we've created karma when we do that. And that's why it's really the best thing to do is to wish everyone well. Even your, quote, enemies, end quote, as Jesus talked about, love your enemies. And that's what he was talking about, because he knew what he was talking about. And teachers from various religions have talked about it, of course, whatever they are. And so the interesting thing about karma and sin is, and I wrote it on Facebook, said, join us, one of the things we're going to talk about is karma and sin. And somebody wrote on it, somebody named Rick, he said, join us, so we'll talk about the difference between karma and sin. And Rick wrote in, he said, cool, I'm not sure of the difference, but to me they don't exist unless you want them to. And I wrote back, I said, well, not really. That's not quite true, Rick. And if you punch somebody in the mouth, whether or not you have a, quote, reason or unquote reason or just whatever the reason is, it's a karmic event, whether or not you believe it or not. And if you don't believe that, you just go ahead and do it. Go out and rob a bank or go out and take somebody's money. And if you don't believe it's karma, it's still karma. So that's not quite right. I understand the idea that what we believe is what's true, but there are spiritual truths that go beyond what we believe that just are. Like things like there's always another step. Everything's always expanding. We're always moving out. There's always another step. Or there's always a way. There's always a way is a spiritual truth, or, you know, those kind of things. Whether or not you believe that or not, it's just the way it is. And so it's a God thing. And so in my opinion, what happened was that somewhere along the line, the priestcraft, we'll call them, probably a million years ago, some dude came up and said, I'm a priest. And, you know, he said, I'm a priest. And okay, whatever. I don't know how long ago, just a long time ago, when somebody got the idea that they would be an intermediary between you and God. And that's what most religions are. And they're not bad, and it's cool, and it's fine, and it serves a lot of people. When I say these kind of things, I'm not criticizing it. I'm just kind of making general impressions, because it's, as the saying goes, it's overused, but it's true that it's all good, and it's very true. You know, the hippies say that, oh, it's all good. And I don't think most of them who say that really understand how profound that is, because it is all, in the eyes of God, it's all good. Earthquakes, wars, whatever. God, if you will, is a neutral observer, and doesn't really get involved in those matters. As much as we like to think that it does. Thought it was great when we were kids. We always said a prayer before a soccer game to win or something. I don't know what we were praying for. And then the other team was doing the same thing. So it's always right. You know, I was doing like Our Lady of Good Counsel, which I was on. We would play Holy Rosary or Our Lady Perpetual Payments or whatever, all these Catholic schools. But Sweet Sai was praying to God to win. So God doesn't take sides, which people don't think, you know. God's on our side, you know, that's the big lie. That's that's the big lie. Well, God's on our side. Well, yeah, really? Yeah, and then that's how people who have taken people to war over the millennium forever have convinced people to go to war, right? Is God's on our side, so go kill people. Yeah, King Henry and those dudes back, what in the, was it 1400, 1500? King Henry VIII. I am Henry VIII, I am. Remember that song? They would tell the people that they were appointed by God and they were installed by God. And that's why they were the head dude and the head dudess. Oh, here's my daughter. She was installed by God. Of course, religions still do that. But there are actually some teachers that literally are few, but installed by God, and the rest are just, they think they are, but they're not. Anyway, that's cool too. So in my opinion, what went on is that along the line, people started to come up with the idea, religions did, that if you're a good person and you do this and do that, well, then you get to go to heaven. And then if you don't do it, well, then that's a bad thing. And then you've committed a sin, right? And then that's where the whole sin thing started. And there's really no such thing. You don't need anyone to forgive you. That's a big lie. Because God, whatever God is, and you can use your own version of God, Divine Spirit loves us all the time. And even if we just went out and shot 50 people, I know it sounds weird, but it's just the way it is. Doesn't mean you don't have to pay for shooting 50 people and may have to spend 1,000 more lives working all that out here or other places. Who knows? It's way above my pay grade, but there's still nobody that really matters that thinks you're a bad person for killing those people except people on Earth. But there's no spiritual being that thinks you're bad. You committed a sin and you have to do this and do that and be forgiven and all that stuff. That's all a lie. And that's what the priestcraft and that's what the, you know, they've used over the years to kind of hold people under their toe, you know, and get them to make them more special and make them the main intermediary between you and God, and you don't need one. So that was all turned into sin. And the problem with sin is if we think we're really a bad person and we've done dumb things, it just doubles up. It just piles on ourselves, and it's just not good. And it just makes things worse. It just hurts us. And so there's a difference between when we do something dumb and we hurt somebody or took some of their stuff or just, and we've all made mistakes like that, is just to tell the person you're sorry and you work it out. You make amends, you pay them back, or you do what you can to make it balance out. You work out the karma with them. And then you're done. But There's no sin involved. There's nobody, and I say this with these words very carefully, there's no one or no thing that matters, will give you a hard time for what you've done. Oh, you're a bad person. You shouldn't have done that. It doesn't work like that at all. So if anybody does, know that they're not in your best interest. Again, it doesn't mean we don't have to pay for the wrongdoing and all of this stuff. But to beat somebody up for doing it is karma for the people that are doing it, not for you. So the worst thing we can do is to give ourselves a hard time. And it's one of the most difficult things to continue to love ourselves unconditionally, even when we do dumb things. That's, you figure that one out, you get that one, and boy, that's the bomb. Because we really can't love anyone else unless we love ourselves. And that just doesn't mean, oh, I like you, Patrick, you're cool, and it's fine. But every moment to love ourselves unconditionally, and that's when we really have an opportunity to continue to do the right thing. Because it's the people that don't have a good self-image are really blaming themselves for this or that and haven't forgiven themselves for what they did to their ex-wife or their ex-husband or whatever, or their kids. They keep doing the same thing because it's just a loop, and it doesn't serve anyone, and it's just the worst thing you can do is to question self. So as soul, we are free to do whatever we want every moment and put our attention wherever we want. And if we put it someplace we shouldn't ought to be, then we create karma and we'll work that out here or in the dream state, somewhere, even next lifetime, if it comes to that. Hopefully not. I want to work things out here. But that's it. There's no other entity giving you a hard time. Now, it's my understanding and what I have seen and my opinion that unless we really kind of get things together this lifetime, there are the lords of karma, and these people exist, and this is what has been known over the years as what's in it, some religions, Judgment Day or something like that. That's where that comes from, Judgment Day. But yeah, if we leave this embodiment without really getting hooked up, I know it's hard to say what I'm going to say, but really, really finding a true teacher and getting on track as soul, know ourselves as soul, and then we do have these lords of karma, that kind of talk to us and work it out and see what we have to do next time. Well, we got this to work on. You did this and you didn't work that out this lifetime and all of that. And then that's how that works. And that's been transferred down into various religions called Judgment Day or at the gates of heaven and all that stuff. So all these things have a truth kind of streaming through them a little bit. But you can get above that. There are some teachers available to help you get above all that, and don't have to do that. So that's why these kind of things are important to look at now, in my opinion, rather than just to wait around until after you die and say, "Oh man, I could have done that." So that's really the difference. That's the only real difference with karma and sin is. That sin, the idea of sin, is an illusion, and karma is not. Does that make sense? So I just want to share that with you a little bit and see if that's helpful at all to think about. It was really helpful for me over the years when I really understood that. It's so cool not to, even when we do dumb things, to not give yourself a hard time and just say, oh man, I don't need to do that one anymore. And I learned my lesson there. And the interesting thing about, let me have a little drink here. The real interesting thing about how karma works too. And this is cool. So hear this, please, is that the most important thing when we work out our karma is to learn the lesson and not necessarily work out every little single detail. Spirit will help us do that as long as we are open and as long as we get the lesson and say, wow, oh yeah, yeah, oh man, I get that. Yeah, I don't need to do that one anymore. And once the lesson is learned, then things really get cleared out real quickly. Spirit cleans things up like a Pac-Man. And we don't often have to experience eye for an eye and a tooth for tooth, because the important thing is to learn the lesson, not retribution, which once again, you know, the retribution thing gets back, you know, eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. You know, that's a, you know, I think that's a, well, that comes from the idea of karma, but because of that, people have been going around for thousands of years, you know, well, he killed him, so we're got to kill him and that thing, and that's stupid, but it's just me, my opinion. You don't need to do that. Doesn't do anybody any good. Actually, it'd be more helpful to let somebody live who's killed somebody and actually help them to work out that karma while they're still here, even though it may take them a bunch of lifetimes. It's better than just killing them. I mean, that's not a very Christian thing to do, if you will. It's not a very godly thing to do. Why would you do that? You know, is to recognize that all of our neighbors, as we recognize our own divinity, then we get to recognize our neighbors too, no matter who they are. And then we can love them, and then loving ourselves, and man, the whole game works pretty good. So that's a little thing on karma and sin. Hope that was cool for you. Recently, we asked Daniel Vitalis if taking pine pollen would dampen the body's own testosterone-building mechanism.
Yeah, some research has been done to see if pine pollen would have that kind of effect, because we see that with pharmaceutical testosterone supplementation. But what they found was you'd have to take the equivalent of about 2 bottles per day of our pine pollen extract to create that kind of an effect. So it's really safe for people at any age, and we found it to be really safe for both men and women. Today, a lot of women are also looking at testosterone replacement therapy. And I think before anybody looks to the pharmaceutical industry for anti-aging therapies, for anabolic therapies, they should probably look to nature first, and they should probably look to SurthRival's pine pollen products. And not just our pine pollen gold extract, but also our pine pollen pure potency, which contains erythritol root and also stinging nettle root, which helps to free testosterone that's already in the body but has been bound up. It helps to free that in the blood.
That's right. Yeah, man. Good job, Daniel. If you'd like to try this pine pollen, go to any SurthRival link on OneRadioNetwork.com and get yourself some pine pollen. Do some elk velvet antler as you're on the way. Get it all. Colostrum. Well, yeah. I spend my money on these products. This is where I spend all my money. Dr. Stephanie Seneff, Senior Research Team, MIT, answers a question from one of our listeners.
There are certain things that would help us to clear these things out and help the body to begin heal.
I think sulfur. I think eating a great deal of sulfur-containing foods, and also soaking in Epsom salt baths, because you need to beef up your sulfur supply in order to generally be able to fight, to allow your liver to heal. So you're sort of, once your liver can heal, then you can detoxify, you know. So you really need to work on getting the liver healthy. And one of those crucial issues for that is the sulfur. Those enzymes are affected by all kinds of different toxic chemicals. And glyphosate prevents the body from disposing of those chemicals. Because of disrupting, glyphosate actually really disrupts the sulfur cycle in a big way. It interferes with sulfate transport. Of course, it doesn't allow the activation of vitamin D, and vitamin D protects you from sulfate flushing through the kidneys.
Sulfur, sulfur, sulfur. We love it. Pure organic sulfur. 3 prices, United States, Canada, and worldwide. Click and order 24/7 right here, OneRadioNetwork.com. We get so many really wonderful emails about it. Here's one. Hi, it's Simon in Thailand. It's time to order some more sulfur. That's great. So I would like to order 9 1-pound containers. Isn't that great, sending 9 pounds of sulfur to Thailand? It's just amazing. It's just, I know, it's like, what? I know, it's like, it's just crazy. I like it. I've been doing a little bit, 2 or 3 times a day, and I kind of even like that better than doing it all at once in the morning. So if you'd like to get more than 4 pounds, as I said, just check it out and email me and we'll get you some. Hey, this is pretty cool. Here, there's a big sale on Shen Blossom. Oh, man, I just found out about this weekend. Wow. 15%. This ends Sunday midnight, so this is going to be the only chance I have to tell you. So if you're listening to this podcast over the weekend, Sunday midnight, Shen Blossom. Brandon, he's such a cool guy. God, I love him. He sent me a little care package for my rebirth day. My millionth rebirth day this past week, or last week. When was it? And God, he sent me all these things. People are so kind. And I'm just loving all his products. They're great. He's got Shizandra and goji berries in the iron glass. And if you look at the way he makes these things, it's like crazy, crazy good and clean. And these superfoods, boy, this is the way to go, in my opinion. This is what you want to do, spend your money on. Because you eat less regular food, if that's cool to you. I mean, you just get a lot of nutrients in these superfoods like pine pollen and gojis and stuff like that. Reishi mushrooms. And they're really fun because you just put them on your tongue. But guys, Brandon told me, and I think he's right, this goji berry especially, boy, it's really kind of an aphrodisiac libido enhancing thing too, as the pine pollen and elk velvet are. So keep that in mind if that's something that's interesting to you. The ginseng we've talked about, it's kind of pricey, but it's the real deal. I mean, if you're going to spend your money, if you spend your money on food and superfoods, you can get a traditionally fermented sake extract, mature ginseng, right, 50 years old. So he's got that. So use promo code. I'm going to get this promo code for you. Fall sale 15. Wow. 15%. Wow. Fall sale 15. You can see the Shen Blossom ad right on the front page of One Radio Network. Click on there and then shop around and maybe get some stuff this weekend for the holidays. Give something away to friend, family, yourself. Stock up. Fall sale 15 is a promo code this weekend only. Shen Blossom. Shen Blossom.
Know the source on One Radio Network.
Live.
This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com.
John. I love that guy. He was so cool. I think it was December. It wasn't December 8th when John Lennon was... I don't know why I remember that day. When did John Lennon die? Is it December 8th? Yeah. Oh. Get me crying here if I think about it. Okay. December 8th, 1980. Yeah, I remember that. Let's see what WikiLeaks is. It WikiLeaks? Mark David Chapman killed John Lennon because he was bug nuts crazy. No, that's not true. People say anything on the internet. There's so many conspiracy. I don't know. That's not a good term. There's so many theories about John Lennon, who was behind all that, and I wouldn't doubt anything when it comes to this kind of stuff. Yeah, the FBI didn't like John, I tell you what. He was into peace, love, and hippie beads, and they don't kind of like that stuff. They like war and stuff like that. No telling who was involved in that. Well, whoever did it, they created karma, so they're going to deal with it. It's so funny. This Russia thing is just hilarious to me. I just think it's just hilarious. I've never seen so much propaganda. Is the only really word. I mean, fake news doesn't even describe it. Propaganda. It's the stuff they used to talk to us in the 50s when I was in grade school. 60s, Russia's got this propaganda and they're telling them. So they convinced us all that Russia was the bad guys and they were propagandizing everything, and they had the TASS news agency and it was all propaganda. And of course this whole Russian thing is, in my opinion, is just a big lie, all of it. President involved in Russia and fixing the election and all. It's all. So here's the New York Times. A radioactive cloud wafts over Europe with Russia as the chief suspect. Radioactive pollution. No, they may have had a nuclear explosion over there, or accident. But it's New York Times, and they're blaming Russia for exposing Europe to nuclear radiation. There's an Italian island. It's the home of the oldest people in the world. Oh, let's go. Oh, yeah, I didn't go there when I went to Sicily, but it's called Sardinia, and it's a little island, I believe, off of Sicily. Zenligolo Pagliano, who turned 102, offers sobering advice when asked what's the secret to her long life and healthy life. 2 fingers worth of red wine and no more, at lunchtime every day. I've never smoked, but a little bit of wine is good for you, said Celindia. We have very good grapes here. Sardinia is one of the blue zone places you've heard about. There are four blue zones, Okinawa, Costa Rica, Icaria, Greece, Seventh-day Adventist, and Loma Linda. And then Sardinia, too. Population of 600. Oh, their little hometown only has 600. Has three neighbors who are 100 or older. They're doing something right there. It is so beautiful over there. You just can't believe it. Oh, my goodness. So this article talks about the polyphenols in grapes. A lot of people over 100 there. But there's something in the soil, too, that's really the bomb. But it's funny, my grandma, 96, her sisters were all over 90, 95. Some of those Italian genes they got, you know, there's something in there. But it was funny, they mentioned this article, Two Fingers of Wine, and that's really all my grandmother drank, too. And it was really interesting. And it was about two fingers, you know. It must be a long-held custom. She did it at dinner, not lunch. But she made her own wine, and she would do about that, two fingers, that's it. Sipped a little bit at dinner time, and that's it. Well, they do that over in Sardinia. Also have a lot of great seafood over there. The water is so blue. It's, oh, man. When I was over in Sicily, I think it was, 90s? Maybe 95, something like that. I had a food company and we were looking for some olive oil to produce, to sell. And I wanted Sicilian olive oil, like my grandma. That's where she was from, Sicily. And we contacted the Chamber of Commerce of Sicily and said, hey, we're coming over to buy some olive. So can you kind of hook us up? And man, they treated us like we were Bill Gates. They thought we were some rich American coming over to buy olive oil. Took us over to farms, took us to people's houses for dinner. It's amazing. I didn't lie to them. I didn't tell them. They didn't ask me how much money I had or how big my company was. It's one of those cool experiences. Taking over these people, and they were so into their olive trees. It was like they treated them like children. And boy, even mentioned the idea of chemicals, and they just thought you were what? No, they wouldn't spray chemicals. They didn't even have them. Much spray them. But they weren't certified organic or anything, but they just didn't do it. If I recall, the only thing they had going on pest-wise was a thing called some years because of this or that, they had a thing called a white fly. But they would use IPM, Integrative Pest Management. So they had these little buggies hanging on little white cards, and I think it made the white flies couldn't have babies, something like that. Yeah, there's a lot you can do with that, this IPM thing, Integrative Pest Management. But it's really a beautiful country. You should go sometime. Just go on, just take your significant other and just go. Go to Sicily and eat food and hang out. They say the mob still runs it. Probably. Who cares? Everybody's running something. They probably have more they're more benevolent than the government, probably. I'm sure they won't break your kneecaps unless you do something weird. Okay, here's our phone number, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Yeah, they did a lot of seafood, a lot of pasta, of course. But, I mean, they didn't eat big bowls like we did, just a little bit of a side dish of pasta. A lot of peppers. I guess they get a lot of vitamin C. But just amazing food, just like, whoa. But I don't think I ever saw a store. It was all these markets. There's no such thing as a store like we know them. Like Safeway or Kroger or something like that. Okay, here's our phone number. Come on in, join us, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Open phone Friday. What you going to do Thanksgiving? Anything fun? I didn't even think about this. Any Thanksgiving dishes that you make every year for your family that you would like to share with our listeners? People love these home kind of recipes. That'd be fun. Hi, Patrick. This is my first time reaching out to you, but I listen as much as I can. I ran across something that sounds ominous to us Americans. Thought perhaps you or your guests may know about this. And is this another thing for me to panic? So I clicked on this link. What is this? Oh. Last year, Obama sleeper agent was planted in the federal government. Obama's deadly revenge against American seniors. If you're over 60, as of January 2017, you need to protect yourself. Oh. These ads are amazing. A hand-picked agent of ex-president Barack Obama, and there's a black thing over his eyes. 1.3 million senior Americans who will die of this disease epidemic this year. So he keeps scrolling, and then it's going forever. The Silent Seven will never see the light of day, while Obama and his corporate fat cats make millions. So they're selling something. So you go all the way down the bottom. Free bonus gifts. Uncensored health. Forbidden cures. Yeah, these are just great marketing things here. Well, I'm sure they sell a lot of these things. They send them to seniors and they read all this stuff and they don't know that they're all scams. Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that. That's just nonsense. Oh, Kathy writes in, thanks you so much. We received our sauna this morning. Not expecting it till next week. We get them out pretty quick. And we can start tonight and do it all weekend as I work Monday through Friday. Thankfully, I am not on the road next week, so I can still get sauna time during the week. Just not as much. So happy you give me hope. And for my sister who is staying with us for now. Oh, this is a lady. Yeah, I'll be darned. This is a lady who lives in New York that was introduced to our sauna. And she's got some kind of autoimmune thing going limes and wanted to, yeah, this would be great. Well, good for you. They're going to get on it. Oh, yeah. I went to take the temperature of the sauna last night and my little temperature thermometer thing didn't work. Not sure about that ear temperature thermometer thing I purchased here. It gives me weird readings. I'm kind of playing around with that. I don't have any issues. I don't have any symptoms at all, but kind of low body temperature. So I'm thinking, well, maybe. But I bought some of these thyroid things from, what was it, Thailand? Pig thyroid. And I mentioned it last week. I took about a half of one for a week, and I just didn't like it at all. I didn't like the way it felt. So I just gave up on that. My thyroid's fine. I just thought, well, a little boost might raise my body temperature, but I just think my body temperature is what it is. So I'm doing some Edgar Cayce iodine on the bottom of my feet every day, and well, let's see. I'm not cold or anything. It's just, you know, we get kind of attached to this, oh, this 98.6 thing, but like everything else, it's probably a moving target for everybody. Oh, yeah, I have a question for you guys. So I want to reach somebody, and all they have is a blog thing, and I think it's like an Instagram or I don't know what it is. Or is it Instagram or Twitter? So if it just says their name at something dot something, is that a Twitter thing? Like John Q Public at open.forest or something like that. Is that a Twitter thing? Because I want to reach this person as a guest, but I don't know how to do that. I don't do texting. Is there a way I could do that from my computer? So is this Twitter? At the top right it says Instagram. This is an online Instagram web viewer. It's the only thing I could find on this person when I Google them. They have a picture, so I know it's the right person, but I want to reach them to ask them to be on the show. So how do I do that? Do you guys know? Some of you geeks out there, you probably know. So I guess it's a Twitter thing, huh? They got their name at open.forest, for example, something like that. Is that a Twitter thing or an Instagram thing? And how could I do that from my email? Can I do that? There's got to be a way, right? Yeah, I don't do the texting. I don't have a real phone to do that. Yeah, I know. I should probably get one, but I don't want one. Nope, I don't want one. Dear Patrick, hope you're not going to participate in conscious dehydration for any period of time after yesterday's show. Oh, that was the show with Gino. Just sounds like your water's not around today. Just sounds like your water's not around today, talking to Andrew. Silly. What are you talking about? Water's not around. Yeah, I don't know. I think I guess we should talk about that. When was it? Was that out this past week? Man, my concept of time is, sorry, I just don't have any. Sharon kids me about that. She said, you have no idea. I said, no, I know. Yeah, it was just Tuesday. Gino, Master, was it Master Fast Systems? But, you know, I think on paper, I think he's right, his whole contention that, that in a perfect world, sounds like a movie trailer. In a world where men and women don't drink water. In a world where men and women eat squirrels. There comes Wonder Person. Anyway, in a world where I think his basic idea is right, that as light beings, as souls in bodies, that we can, in fact, live on light and live on God. Be God eaters, if you will. There are some Ekmasters called God eaters. They live in a place called Agam Des, which is kind of like in the Himalaya Mountains somewhere. And they do this whole spiritual thing to help folks and all that. And you can go there in your soul body, not in your physical body. So it's kind of like physical, but kind of not. In a place called Gare Hira, Nagam Des. And so souls can certainly learn to do that. Whether or not... it even makes sense to try to do that here in the physical. I know that there are people have. For me, it just depends on what you want to do and what you need to do this lifetime, and not try to do something just because it's cool, you know, which you don't want to do. But it sure would be, I mean, you could get a lot of work done without eating. Takes a long time to think about food, prepare the food, eat the food, and eliminate the food. Yeah, you could get a lot of work done. So I think it is a big spiritual component here. And there's those souls who, how to say this? They're just spending their time just focused on God 24/7, which you can do. It depends on your karma and what you want to do here. I'm sure that you could do the whole light, just live on the light and sound. Absolutely sure you could. You can even try it. And there's also something to be said for living in this world and having friends and family and going out to dinner and interacting and communing with people and breaking bread. There's something to be said for that, and that has its own spiritual value. And if you just ate the light all the time, it'd be kind of tough to have normal relationships, but I guess you could pull it off as long as you didn't make a big deal out of it. Just say, oh no, I'm not hungry. It's just a whole spiritual kind of a thing that you... But anyway, his contention is to this emailer is this idea that if we really don't need these things, that the more we eat, the more we need to eat, and the more we drink, the more we need to drink. I think he's right. I mean, in a sense, on a big picture, I think he's right. And I do think that, my opinion, that there are people drinking more water than they need to just because it became a thing over the last 20 years. I don't know if it necessarily hurts you. Adam said that it alkalizes you when you drink water. He said that yesterday, and we were talking about water. You know how much you need. I think a good indication, I just kind of got with this over the years, is just the color of your urine. If it's kind of a nice light color, doesn't have a strong odor or taste, and just kind of, in a light straw kind of thing we've heard over the years, that it's a pretty good indication that you're getting enough water, and you know what I mean. I think a lot of people just feel kind of badly when they don't have enough water. I sure need to drink my share when I'm doing these saunas every day. You can really, you know, you sweat a lot, boy. Got to keep that moving. Hi, Patrick. Great show with Dr. Ellie. I just listened to it. I've learned a lot, so much from her. Can hardly believe she's had such a hard, long time getting her message out. Thanks to you for having her on and getting the info to people. You're welcome. Man, we're working on what? We had August, September, October. We're in our fourth month of doing her. I love it. Just part of my life now, those five things. I know. Can you believe I'm doing Crest anti-cavity toothpaste? It's crazy, isn't it? Well, it is what it is. My teeth look great. They feel great. Any kind of little gaps I'm having are getting smaller. My DNA thing came back and cut most of my bugs in half. You can go and past shows and look at the PDF file of that. So the proof's in the pudding. We're going to meet up with Dr. Nunley Monday. Dr. Ellie and I are going to go over there, and she's going to meet Dr. Nunley. He was pretty impressed with my experience. He said, yeah, I'd like to meet her. He's really a cool guy. So we're going to do that Monday afternoon. Lexi writes, so he was thanking me for this. He said, so where in Austin area do you find raw heavy cream? Would love to get a hold of some for the health of my family and oral health. Oh, that's because we were talking about cream. Yeah, she said that, Dr. Ellie said that if you have some cream, it's one of the few things that the teeth in the mouth, isn't that funny, really likes, and you don't have to do even any xylitol after that. And I do have an Austin, so I sent this fellow a link. There's a fellow where you can get raw cream and raw milk and raw butter in the Austin area. So if that's you, you could email me and I'll turn you on to him. But he does have a limit on the amount of cream. It's kind of hard he said dairies don't like to do cream. It's just tough, it's hard on them. So I ordered some cream because I want to drink more of it. My body really likes it. And so I want to drink more than I can get here. And there's a place up in Pennsylvania called Miller's Organic Farm. We mentioned it yesterday with Dr. Borman. You can do a little private membership. You just sign up and he's in Birdenhand, Pennsylvania, and you can Google Miller's Organic Farm, and man, they have so many cool things up there. You can get frozen raw cow butter, or you can get fresh. Just crazy things. Beef thymus gland, would you want one of those? Holy cow. All kinds of grass-fed meats, different treats, all kinds of cheeses, raw milk, raw cream, light cream, sour cream, buttermilk, cultured butter, eggnog, raw hard cow cheese. Most of their cows are the A2 kind of cow. They have so many things. They've got raw camel milk. Hello. Yeah, I should have tried that. I ordered some raw water buffalo. It's kind of expensive because they have to ship it with ice and all that. But, you know, that's where I spend my money is on food. I mean, this is the only place I really spend money for food for Doodle and I. My pine pollen, one world whey and colostrum and, you know, that kind of stuff and my ginseng and that's what I eat, and cream and cheese and they're expensive, you know, the good stuff's expensive, cottage cheese. But where else are you going to spend your money? That's where I spend my money. I don't buy stuff. They don't have, I don't need any stuff. But they have grass-fed beef, veal, wow, milk-fed pork, seafood, goat, rabbit, lamb. It's crazy. Miller's Organic Farm, and I talked to Amos, and he's going to come on the show in a couple weeks.